And good evening. I'll try to look over the top of the piano for those who are in the far side there. I'll crane my neck. Many of you I have met before. My name is David Ludwig, and I am a musician in Orlando, Florida. And I have many loves for many types of music, and tonight we'll try to sing at least some of them and play at least some of them. And my rule for the concert is, if you feel like singing along with me, please do. And if you feel like being silent, please do. And if you don't know the part very well, the neighbor's job is with the elbows. If you can put the elbows up like this, and then we nudge like this. If you you think your neighbor might maybe shouldn't be singing that part, we'll. Most of the music that we hear tonight will be things that I have written. Some of them will be arrangements or pieces that are favorites of mine from other composers. And I'd like to begin tonight by telling you the story of how yesterday I went to the Mine Museum. How many of you have been up to the Mine Museum? This is my first time for myself and my family at Holden here. And when I went up to the Mine Museum, I just had the idea, I'll look back and see who used to be here. They have some books up there with pictures and lists of who used to be at Holden many years ago. And I found several pictures of my Uncle Paul, Paul Heine, who used to be up here in the 60s and the 70s. And 2 years ago, he passed away from cancer, passed on. And it made me think about all those who have gone before us here in this place over the many years, and all those who have gone before in Christian walk from the time of Christ until now. And so I would like us to begin our concert today by singing For All the Saints, hymn number 174. This is a hymn that I played at funerals for all of my grandparents. And it brings back those memories for me. You'll want to check right now if you're wearing glasses. You'll want to check if you're wearing earrings. And please check if you're wearing sandals. You'll get some directions in a little while here. The verses here, we'll talk about the soldiers and the warfare that is long. And we remember that in Christ, we know that those soldiers are soldiers of love. And the warfare is one that comes when we're willing to give our lives, as Christ himself gave up his life and said even from the cross, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. I invite you with me to think of those whom you have loved.
Thank you.
not put away your hymnals.
Thank you. soul is dying. Who is left that I can turn to? Feel my sorrow.
Oh. faithful friend forever. How do we know that God is a faithful friend forever? Except that we have those who walk beside us and have taught us what it means to be a friend. This next song I wrote for my wife, Janet, who was sitting next to me on that last song. And it has a chorus, a little short refrain, that I'll sing the first time, and then I'll ask you to sing it with me the next time. And it says, "And that has made all the difference in my life. All the difference in my life." It's a song about Janet for me. It's a song about Christ. And I invite you tonight to think of someone who has made all the difference in your life. And sing the refrain when you are able to that person, alive or alive in the Lord. I walked alone each step, I built a lonely wall within till I met you, and then in love you walked beside me, and as you walked until the end, you shared my life, reached through the walls I'd hoped would hide. My soul. For you a song that I just wrote 2 days ago, 3 days ago maybe. In this song, I'm going to take a scripture that we know very well, and I'm going to sing it using a feminine pronoun. It says, "In her we live, in her we move, in her we have our being. The air we breathe, the bread we eat, she is my all in all." Ever since the time of the earliest church, the very earliest church, there's been a very strong tradition from our Jewish brothers and sisters, from the earliest Christians who were Jews, that the one who created the world at the beginning of time was holy wisdom. Holy wisdom that created the world. Holy wisdom that invites us to a banquet and says, "Come, I have bread to eat. I have wine to drink." Sophia meaning wisdom, holy wisdom. And that church is named for Jesus Christ, because Jesus Christ is our wisdom. In Jesus, we live and move and have our being. Christ is my all in all. The Bible tells us so. Sometimes when I sing that with my little kids in the preschool, sometimes I sing, "My mother told me so." I sing, "My father told me so." And isn't that usually the way that it is? This week I was able to have a good reunion with one of my professors from Valparaiso University, who's on the board of directors of Holden Village, and I didn't know that, and it was nice to be with him here, and we've done many things together in the past, Fred Niedner. teaches New Testament at Valparaiso University. And earlier this week, he gave the matins on one of our lessons for last Sunday, a lesson from Luke about the demoniac, the Gerasene demoniac. And if you remember that story, it says that Jesus went across the water with his disciples, and there he found a man who was bound with chains. The people of the place bound him so tightly, but he was so wild and full of demons that he broke the chains, and they didn't know what to do with him. The Bible tells us so, and thank God that our brothers and sisters in Christ often tell us so. I was very moved by Professor Niedner's devotion that morning as he said, "What's happening here when Jesus goes across the water?" He said, "It's a funny kind of story, but I can tell you at least this. Jesus is leaving Jewish territory, leaving holy territory, and going over to unclean territory. He's not only going over to unclean territory where he has no business being, but he's going into a place where he's seeing a man possessed by demons. And the man possessed by demons, it says, is living out in the graveyard among the tombs. The most unholy of unholy places for Jesus to be. And to top it all off, in the vicinity nearby are 2,000 pigs, the most unholy of all unholy animals. And he says, I don't know what all is going on here, but what strikes me is this. Jesus goes into that most unclean of all places, and he doesn't become unclean, but the place becomes clean. When Jesus comes, the place becomes clean. Hallelujah. And I thank God because I know my heart so often is unclean. And I wonder sometimes, how can God be present in my heart? And I thank God that in Christ, I don't need to worry. My heart becomes clean as he is present. And I have a mission to go and follow him and do likewise.
Christ, I have a clean heart, O God. He is the word, and I can hear it. He is the joy of my salvation now. By the power of His Spirit.
Give thanks for all those who share the story, who make it come alive. Because if you're like me, as we sang at the beginning here, for all the saints who from their labors rest, you have people that you're thankful for, who told you the story. Still, if you're like me, sometimes you feel alone. And maybe when you walk away from this place tonight, you have something very heavy on your heart. I give thanks to God that we can come together every day and share the story, not just in this place, but wherever we are. Will you sing with me? It says, don't give up. Someone walks beside me. Someone walks beside. Don't give up. Don't give up. Someone really cares. Someone really cares. Don't give up. Don't give up. Someone walks beside me. And that someone is the Lord. And that someone. It's the one who can come into wherever I am and make it clean and restore to me the joy of my salvation. It happened so long ago on a road to Emmaus, just after Jesus was crucified. Two disciples walking on the road, Cleopas and an unnamed disciple. Many scholars think that the unnamed disciple was a woman, as was common in those days, in unnamed pairs. Maybe a man and a woman, followers of Christ, walking down the road. Sing with me. Don't give up. Someone walks beside you. Don't give up. Someone really cares. Don't give up. Don't give up. Someone walks beside you. And that someone is the Lord. It says that those two were walking along the road and they were talking to each other about everything that had happened, how Jesus had died, and the stories that they had heard. And it says that Jesus himself came and walked beside them. But their eyes were prevented from recognizing him. Their eyes were prevented from recognizing him. Here's why I think that is. My own conjecture. It's because their eyes were downcast. How do you walk when your whole world has fallen apart? Their eyes were downcast as they shared their sorrows and said, God, have mercy. Don't give up. Don't give up. Someone walks beside you. Don't give up. Someone really cares. Don't give up. Someone walks beside you. And that someone is the Lord. it says there that he opened their eyes to the scriptures. He opened their hearts as he walked beside them on the road. And I imagine that as they walked along, their eyes raised a little bit. Has it happened to you? It happens to me. Your eyes. Someone walks beside you. Lift your eyes. Someone really cares. Lift your eyes. Someone walks beside you. And that someone is the Lord. That wasn't enough because they didn't recognize him yet. And he made like he was going to go on. And then one of them said, wait a minute here. It's almost evening. Come and stay at our heart, at our house. For me, what that is lifting your voice in welcome. And that, for me, tonight, is what God summons each of us to do. Lift your voice. Someone walks beside you. Lift your voice. Someone really cares. Lift your voice. Someone walks beside you. And that someone is the Lord. It says that when he went into their house, he took the bread and broke it and gave thanks. And their eyes were opened. I believe that it was at that moment that they realized that we are one body. That Christ is living here among us. And that wherever we go, we need not give up. Don't give up. Walks beside you, and that someone is the Lord. It says they were so excited they went and ran back to Jerusalem and told what they had seen, and they thought they were coming to bring the good news, and guess what? Jesus was already there. Now, I think of this story so many times because here's what happens to me as a minister of music. I get burned out. Now, I know that doesn't happen to you in whatever ministry that you might have. But it doesn't take long before I say to myself, okay, just one more time, I have to be the Lord for someone here. What a burden it is to be Christ for all these people in this place. And I'm walking down the road, a follower of Christ, but my eyes are downcast. And every once in a while, the Holy Spirit sends me a gift. It startles me and says, guess what? Someone is walking beside you. Just maybe today, you are not the Lord. Just maybe today, that person is the Lord. And when I can recognize that we are one body in Christ, and that indeed it is Christ who is walking beside me, I can tell you that my heart is transformed. Transformed from a dry, dead heart to a living, clean heart. Through nothing that I can do myself, but through the power of God in my brothers and sisters who take the time to ask for help and to walk beside me and give me help. And I give thanks to God. Lift your voice. Someone walks beside you. Lift your voice. Someone really cares. Walks beside you, and that someone is the Lord. And so what I get to do then is, instead of holding my life to myself, I get to lift my life and make it an offering to God. And what a joy to know that when I can make it that offering, that Jesus' own self, is the one for whom I can care, the one who gives me life. Will you stand with me? I'm going to ask you to take the hand of somebody who's next to you and the hand of somebody else who's next to you, if you have one. One body in Christ. And when we give help, we are giving it to our God. Don't give up. Someone walks beside you. Don't give up. Someone really cares. Don't give up. Someone walks beside you. Is the Lord. Now I'd like you to look to your right and your left and say, "Welcome, Lord." We're going to change our last verse tonight. We're not going to say that someone is the Lord, but we're going to say, and we'll get there hand in hand. We are all in this place, the living, breathing body of Christ. Don't give up. Someone walks beside you. Don't give up. Someone really cares. Don't give up. Someone walks beside you. And that someone is the Lord. Lift your life.
Lift your life.
Someone walks beside you. Lift your life. Someone really can.
Alive and
Go in peace and serve the living God.